Haha, that's right, Autoboo. I found a way to get around your time limit. Just make it in two parts. But seriously, I have an issue with being too long-winded, so I apologize. What was it that Mark Twain said? I didn't have time to write you a short letter, so I wrote you a long one. So anyway, I left off when I was about to say, how, I think sometimes it's worse for the person who's trying to do the fixing. The other party could be, you know, really messed up and actually need to change, but a person is not going to change unless they want to change, plain and simple. And I'm sure you've probably heard that a million times before. And I think people learn better by example rather than by direction or instruction or persuasion. And all around, when you set out to fix someone, it's kind of a pointless mission. But I'm not saying you shouldn't try and help people. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. My main point is that everyone else on this earth was not put here to please you. That we as humans all share the same journey, but also there's the individual journey that other individuals don't need to meddle in. And that the best way to help someone is just to be there for them. And just to have hope. Just general hope, because we feed off each other's hope, and that's all I think you can really do. So, yep, that's my two cents. Thank you for listening, and in case you forgot, amongst all my rambling, my name is Andrea. Good night, everyone.